smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Today's episode of the Good Dog Podcast is about police dogs, where they come from, how they're trained, where they live, and what they do. Frequently on the Good Dog Podcast, we talk about dogs that really enhance our lives in a variety of ways. And in some cases, these are working dogs. You know, some of us look at our dogs and say something like working like a dog, and then we chuckle because mostly they lie around sleeping most of the day when they're not out having a good time and going on walks with us. But in fact, there are some dogs who actually work for a living. We've spoken about guide dogs and therapy dogs, and today we're going to address ourselves to the canines, the letter K dash number 9, and those are dogs that help our police force. Joining me today is Detective Bruce Bauer, who works at the UC Berkeley Campus Police. Welcome, Detective Bauer.
Well, thank you, Joy.
And I read all about you and your canine partner in the San Francisco Chronicle newspaper and was quite fascinated and realized that I've had conversations in the past with other police, members of police forces and their dogs, and have found out some pretty interesting things that I thought my audience would like to hear as well, such as, for openers, the fact that your dog actually lives with you.
Oh, yes. This is fairly common among police dogs, but at the end of the day, he gets to become a pet, and he goes home with me.
Now, are the people who work with the canine units specifically or particularly selected because they're dog people?
Yes. Both Hans Williams, the other canine handler, and I have backgrounds with dogs. In my case, I've got another Australian Shepherd that I used to do a lot of herding with. I would actually drive 2 hours up to Lodi once a week and take herding lessons. So we've got quite a background in canines.
So when you went into the police force, your intention was not necessarily to work with a canine unit from the beginning? It just sort of evolved that way?
Yes, it's just one of many specialties you can get into. I've been a police officer for almost 30 years, and I've just been doing the dogs for the last 2 years.
So when you say doing the dogs, in what way do you work with dogs, and what do they do? How do they enhance your work?
Well, several hours a day. My main job is detective, but a couple hours a day, we will do routine searches at the mail room and certain high-targeted areas that we think are vulnerable for attack with the dogs. And we just do it basically a sweep of the whole area. And the dog is trained to alert on 16 different explosive odors. And we just make sure that the facility is secure and safe for our employees.
So what, in fact, are the dogs looking for? These are chemicals that would be used in the making of a bomb?
Yes. Most commercial explosives and most of the explosives that we have intelligence that the terrorists are likely to use are the ones that we imprint our dogs on.
And who does the training of the dogs? Is that something that you do in the force as well?
Yes. In our particular case, we do it in-house. When our unit was established in 2001, our trainer, Sergeant Brenda Flores, had just transferred over to our campus from the Davis campus, and she's an expert, not only an expert canine handler, but an expert trainer of trainers. So she set up the program here, and she has trained all of our dogs. Unfortunately, she retired about 2 years ago, so we haven't had to introduce any new dogs since then, but she's definitely the one who trained them all.
Detective Bauer, what is the length of a career of a dog that works with a police force?
For explosive detection dogs, it's about 5 years, although I have to admit my dog has been at it for six, and he's showing no signs of slowing down at all.
Is that because their actual olfactory senses lose efficacy, or why would they career out?
I think they tend to lose interest after a while,
that
like
makes
anything
sense.
Else.
Yeah, they're ready for, you know, what, a nice bathrobe and a chaise lounge
exactly,
at about the
yes.
Okay. Now, when dogs are utilized in other sorts of police departments, or, for instance, I might see them at the airport, are they sniffing for those same basic 16 chemical compounds, or are they doing other kinds of work?
No, they're probably doing exactly the same thing. You have both single-purpose and dual-purpose dogs. The single-purpose will either be bombs, explosives, or drugs. And the dual-purpose will be that plus the bite and hold, what we call patrol dogs. Our dogs are just single-purpose explosive dogs.
They would be too busy if they had a search for drugs on the UC Berkeley campus?
No. It's just that you can't actually cross-train them to do both bombs and explosives when they sit. I mean, both bombs and drugs. When they sit, you have to know what they're sitting for. So in our case, it's explosives.
So there are bomb dogs and then drug dogs?
Yes.
Do campus police departments tend to not have dogs that are trained to sniff out drugs?
Not that I'm aware of. In fact, I believe the only dogs on campus police departments in California are the two at Berkeley and the one at UC Davis, and they're bomb dogs.
And is that because those universities are thought to be at greater risk?
I can't speak for Davis, but at UC Berkeley we perceive a risk, so that's why we have the explosive dogs.
Let's talk about different breeds. Tell me about the breeds of your two dogs and if, in fact, certain breeds of dogs are better suited for this sort of work.
Well, our two dogs are both sheepdogs, and they're high instinct. They've got that definitely the prey instinct that is in sheepdogs is usually turned towards herding the sheep. In our case, it's turned towards that toy reward, the ball that they get in. Searching, of course, for our explosives, but they're very hyperactive dogs. They're a lot more focused than your average pet, so that's basically what they do.
But these were rescue dogs, right?
Yes, they're both rescue dogs. We got them from Butte County. One of them had gone to the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department, and for some reason they weren't using him as an explosive dog. And the other one, I believe, was found rummaging through the garbage up in Oroville or something. So, they both come to us from basically a sheep herding area.
Talk about a rehab program, though.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't need to be purebred dogs. These are mixes, right? Australian Shepherd mixes?
Mine is an Australian Shepherd Border Collie mix, and the other one is a Border Collie Retriever of some sort mix. Primarily Border Collie, though, seems to be their primary qualification.
Now, does the dog actually belong to you or to the force?
Oh, no, it belongs to the police department.
And so when your dog retires, what happens?
Well, if and when he retires, I'll probably get him, or at least I'll request to have him assigned to me or retired to me as his last handler. But we've had other dogs that have either retired or washed out of the program, and they just basically ask around the department who would like him, and there's no shortage of homes for him, so they wind up doing very well.
So these dogs really become kind of like mascots as well in the program? The whole staff loves them?
Oh, yes, everybody loves them. It's like kind of like the station house pet.
Right. And did you do a lot of the regular training in addition to this highly specialized training on your dog?
Regular training? Like, you mean basic obedience and stuff?
Yeah.
Some. Actually, I think Sergeant Flores did most of the initial obedience training for the dog, but the dog, we don't really give them a lot of obedience training. We want them to be able to obey in an emergency, so they've got a very reliable down and sit and stay and that sort of thing. But we prefer to focus our effort more on training their nose than actually getting, conventional training commands out of them. It's more important that we just turn them loose and they be able to work a room with their nose rather than worry about what kind of commands we're going to give them.
Interesting. The two dogs that you have in your particular department are Bear and Morgan.
Yes.
Have either of them had any major successes? Have they ever sniffed out an actual chemical of the 16?
Sort of. We've never actually found a real bomb with them, but they have detected odors that are chemically almost identical to what is in the real bombs. There's a whole variety of products that actually mimic those odors. And we've actually had to evacuate areas, call for the bomb squad to do that. In fact, that happens on a fairly regular basis, but so far it's just turned out to be similar odors, not the actual explosives themselves. Although I have been called up by other departments where I've gone and searched areas where the dog has actually alerted on some of the odors that he's trained on.
And when that happens, do the dogs get extra treats, extra kibble those days? When they
His reward is a rubber ball on a rope, and that's his thing.
And that for him is better than kibble, right?
Yes, sir.
Better than anything else.
Yeah, we don't reward him with food. Our rewards are strictly those balls that they get.
Great. Now, on the days when Bear or Morgan are not working, are they anxious to get going? Is this really fun for them?
Oh, yes. This is the best thing they've got going. Bear, normally, when I'm not working him, he sleeps under my desk. But he can't wait to get out every day. When I put that little harness on him with his police ID on it, he knows he's going to go to work. He gets very excited.
Well, there's a certain amount of pride in that, I'm sure, for him as well. Well, I thank you so much. This has been absolutely fascinating. And tell me this, though. I understand that herding dogs, sheep dogs, are particularly good at this. Are there other breeds that you think would be very successful in this realm as well?
Well, most of the dogs that we see out there are either German Shepherds, Malinois, or retrievers of one sort or another. But there actually aren't that many sheepdogs that we've run into, but we seem to have had good luck with sheepdogs. We kind of like them, but other departments, you know, go with different types of dogs. What you want is a dog that has a really high working drive, and that's the most important thing. I think the breed is kind of secondary.
Great. Well, we hope that neither Bear nor Morgan find anything serious, and then again, if something is serious, if there is in fact a bomb on the UC Berkeley campus, we hope that you're there, and they're there, and they find it, and everything is all safe.
Well, thank you, Joanne.
Great. Detective Bruce Bauer of the UC Berkeley Campus Police. Thanks so much for being on Good Dog today.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to today's Good Dog podcast. As always, we love your comments, iTunes reviews, and suggestions for topics. Check out the Good Dog blog, click email Joanne on our homepage, or simply write to Good Dog at smarterpodcasts.com.